This morning, we're going to talk gardening. Here in the dead of winter, we're going to talk gardening. It's time to prepare for what's coming. Alicia Herzog is Master Gardener Statewide Coordinator with ISU Extension and Outreach, and we want to talk about the Master Gardener training that's going to be offered, and also there's a home gardening series that folks will be able to glean some good knowledge out of that we can talk about here this morning. Alicia, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Master Gardener training first. It's coming up now, going to be offered here at CSU in the spring for folks in a number of area counties, including some around here, Cass County being one of those. And is that an opportunity for folks just once in a while?
Well, it kind of depends on what the county decides they want to do with their programming. The counties do offer a lot of great programming throughout the years, and so sometimes they only have time to run this program once per year. Sometimes they might be able to offer it multiple times in a year. So depending on what other activities the county has going on, it would either be offered once or twice annually in the different counties in the different regions.
Okay, so they need to keep their eyes open. And I see that the spring training will be offered here in Cass County and also locally in Shelby, Union, and Crawford counties here in our part of the state here in southwest Iowa. What will folks get out of the Master Gardener training? What will they learn?
Well, they will learn a lot of stuff in the Master Gardener training. It's kind of intense program. It is a 10-week training, and it's hybrid, which means that part of the education is online and part of the education is in person. So during that 10 weeks, they'll have access to an online platform that we call Canvas. And in Canvas, they'll have different modules that they'll go through where they will have readings, they will have video lectures from our experts on campus. They'll have other supplemental materials that are available to them, like other video recordings or publications that are free for them, that if they find a topic they're really interested in and they want to go more into detail about that topic, they can go right down the rabbit hole and they can take it all the way to the end. So they'll learn about basic things like botany and soil health, but then they'll also learn about things like landscape design and animal ecology. So we really try to make this a nice wide array of all the different areas of horticulture that someone would need just to have a basic understanding of how to be a good gardener.
Wow, there is a lot involved there. Alicia, what type of person, what type of interest do they have to want to get involved in this program?
Well, the biggest thing for Master Gardener is that it is a volunteer training program. So first and foremost, they should be service-oriented. They should want to become a volunteer in their county or in a surrounding county if they're taking it in a neighboring county. But they should want to give back to their community. And Master Gardeners usually will do a variety of different service projects. So they don't have to all be interested in the same type of service or the same specialty area of gardening. They don't all have to be interested in growing vegetables or manning a donation garden. So they can kind of branch out and decide what they're most excited about. But they should realize at the end of this 10-week training, they will be asked to complete a 40-hour internship, which is a large commitment. And then after that initial internship, to remain active as a Master Gardener, they will have to do 20 hours of volunteer service a year and 10 hours of continuing education.
It sounds like a lot, but the Master Gardeners that I know here locally, they are all very enthusiastic about it.
Master Gardeners are a great group of people. They get into it because they are so passionate about learning and so passionate about giving back to their communities, whether it be making the community more beautiful or whether it be growing food for food insecure people in their communities. They really put their heart and soul into what they do. And a big part of that is that love of learning, because they know that throughout their time as a Master Gardener, they will be given ongoing opportunities to continue learning and growing. And we love to see that growth mindset.
It's kind of like a little local club, too, because they kind of get together once in a while, swap stories, they share projects. They love to talk about what they do, and they love to interact with each other.
That's true, and they love a good potluck. We love food in the Master Gardener program. So anytime we can get together and swap seeds, swap garden produce, have a potluck, it's a great time.
You just open it up to even more people there, Alicia. We do love our potluck. It's been around for actually a longer time than most people probably realize, the Master Gardener program. Are you surprised, encouraged? What's your reaction when you look at the numbers of people who have gone through this program over all these years?
I'm encouraged by it. That, like I said, they're a really great group of people, and I love going out into the counties and connecting with the Master Gardeners and learning about who they are and what they do in their counties. That's the most exciting part for me, is just seeing the impact that they're having in their local communities. So it's a really great group to work with, and we have been hosting training in these two different timelines, the spring and the fall, or we've also tried summer and fall the past couple years, whereas prior to the pandemic, really, we only offered training once a year. And so it's also very encouraging to see that there is enough interest from people that we can offer this training at two different times throughout the year, and that there are enough people signing up that we can continue to offer both of those.
You bet. Can you give us the particulars about the sign-up and what needs to be done here as we get ready for the spring session?
Yeah, so people in the area closest to you, like you said, Crawford, Shelby, Cass County, Union County, even Monona County is kind of on the border of that. Dallas and Madison are on the border of that, are all going to be offering spring training. So that timeline, the 10-week training, is going to be February 26th through May 3rd. And then the applications for that will open January 15th, and they'll be open through February 12th, so just about a month for those applications. So anyone who's wanting to apply for that spring training will want to get signed up during that month that applications are open, because we do not accept late applications. Since Master Gardeners are volunteers for the university and for the county extension office, they do have to be background checked, and sometimes those background checks can take a few days to come in, so we want to make sure that everyone has the amount of time needed so that we can get their materials to them by the start of class.
Great. Is there a cost to this?
There is a cost. It's $150 to become a Master Gardener, but we also have a really great sponsor or a donor, you could say, that is helping us out with that. If someone says $150 is too expensive, I would really love to give back to my community, but I just can't do that, it's going to be a financial hardship, ask your county about a scholarship, because we do have three scholarships earmarked for each county, because we have a partnership with Iowa Total Kale right now, and they have generously granted us scholarship money for the next couple of years.
Excellent. And they can take care of that process online or maybe through the extension office?
Yeah, so they will apply online. Anyone who wants to apply can go to our Master Gardener website. It's extension.iastate.edu/Master Gardener. And there's a tab on there that says Become a Master Gardener. On that page, you'll see all this information that we've talked about, all the details about what you're signing up for, the map of when and where training is offered. There are some counties in your geographical region, like Pottawatomie and Mills, that will be offering fall training. So if spring training is not the best timeline for people, they might want to look into that fall offering, and applications for that will open July 22nd. So all that information is available on the website. They can see the fee, and they can see all the steps to go through to get started.
Awesome. A lot of great opportunity there for folks. Hope they take advantage of that again as they have in the past. Alicia, we also want to talk a little bit about the Home Gardening Webinar Series that's just underway through the Master Gardener Program. Gives folks an opportunity to learn just a little bit more about what's going on out there and pick up some help tips that can work for them.
Yeah, the Home Gardening Webinar Series is one of my favorite things that I do in this role, so I'm very excited about it.
What will folks learn? Is this it's a series? It runs, it's actually just started, but it's going to continue for a while. What types of things will folks learn through this?
Yeah, so this series is every Tuesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., and people will learn about all different types of topics. Our first topic of the series was defying tomato disorders and diseases. So that's one that people would be really interested in, because I know a lot of people in Iowa love their tomatoes, and I'm one of those people. The whole first month, actually, the whole month of January is all about topics that you might need for an edible garden. So grape pruning and canopy management, identifying vegetable and fruit insect pests, and seed saving are going to be the other three that we do this month in January. Then in February, we'll shift a little bit more to focusing on those environmental conditions that would help you to have a good garden. So we'll look at soil health, weather extremes, cover crops on a home gardening scale, and compost quality and use. And then in March, we just have two sessions because we do end right before that spring break time. As we know, people will be getting outside since it's a little bit nicer out. And the two sessions that we'll have in March are both about landscape design with Lisa Nunnemaker, who used to be a professor here at Iowa State and is a huge hit with people in the Master Gardener program and on these home gardening webinars before. So one session she'll be talking about creating an out-of-the-ordinary theme garden, and the next one she'll be talking about smart design elements for anyone who maybe wants a more budget-friendly option for their garden.
That's great. A lot of variety there for folks to pick up on. Is that something that has to be done live?
It doesn't have to be done live. So if anyone missed our first session about tomato disorders and diseases, they will be able to catch that again on our YouTube channel, or they can go to our Facebook page as well, because we do live stream these from Facebook. So it will keep that on our timeline. And so if it's just the next week, you should pretty easily be able to find it. But if it's later on in the year and you don't want to go digging through our Facebook feed, you can just head over to YouTube, look up the Iowa Master Gardener channel, and we have a few different playlists on there. This year's series will be on there. Previous year's series will be on there. So if you missed any of the home gardening webinars from this year or prior, you can watch all of those for free on our YouTube channel.
All right. Well, free is a good word. Folks love to hear.